This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Archbishop Rozanski, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Fred. It's great to be with you today.
Archbishop, we haven't talked since the surprise announcement out of the Vatican that the College of Cardinals had chosen an American as the new pope. Chicago native Cardinal Robert Prevost. What's your reaction to the new Pope Leo XIV, and how surprised were you?
Well, first of all, I must say that it was a little bit of a chuckle brought to me when I realized his name was announced and nobody seemed to have him on their list. So it was a total surprise, and it was an affirmation to me that the Holy Spirit always surprises us with the Holy Spirit's choices.
So, Archbishop, where were you when the announcement was made?
Well, I was flying back from a trip to Kenya, where I ordained 4 Vincentian priests. So I was actually sitting in Chicago's O'Hare Airport when I got a little notice on my phone that white smoke had been seen at the Vatican coming from the Sistine Chapel, and I knew that meant the Pope was elected.
So you were actually in Chicago at the time the announcement was made that the new pope was a native of the Chicago area. What was the reaction like from those around you?
Well, I think there were some travelers who looked at their phones and were a bit surprised to find out that the pope was from the United States, as was I. Totally shocked to hear that news.
Have you ever met the new pope when he was Cardinal Prevost?
You know, Fred, that's a question that many have asked of me over this past week. But I must say, he was in Peru for many years, for decades, as a bishop. And he has only been head of the dicastery for bishops for the past 2 years. So I've not had a chance in those years with his being in Peru and then just new to that office in Rome. Have not had a chance to meet him, but I've heard of him by reputation, and certainly from what I've seen this past week, have been very, very pleased that the Holy Spirit has led us to have Pope Leo XIV as our pope.
What type of pope do you think he will be, and what type of pastor do you think he will be?
Well, I look back on his own experiences. So, first of all, he grew up here in the United States. So he knows what it is to be a citizen of this country. He spent many years as a missionary and as a bishop in Peru. So he has that wealth of experience of both continents, both the North American and South American experience. And then he served as leader of the Augustinians there in their generalate in Rome. So he's also had universal church experience in that. And then serving finally as the head of the Congregation for Bishops. What I see in him is a man who brings a wealth of experience from all over the world. And after he was elected and I thought about all of his experiences, I could see how the cardinals would have been led to vote for him. because of what they had seen in his resume, in all that he had done, and in his humility of service. I picked up that humility as soon as he came out on the balcony, and his greeting to the people there, "Peace be with you."
Do you think the fact that we now have an American pope will help with recruitment efforts here?
Well, for myself, it's very unusual to hear the Pope speak English as a first language. So I think many of us here resonate with the fact that his English is spoken so well. So to identify with him, his early experiences, to see a photo of him at a baseball game, really shows us that what we've experienced, he has also experienced. And I think that helps bring us together and ties us together and helps us to relate to one another.
Do you think he could help revitalize the American church?
Oh, yes. I think he really will. He's going to call us to the gospel values, and sometimes that can be challenging. But I think he's going to call us in such a way to invite us to participate in the ministry and mission of Jesus as fully as we can. And that's a way of revitalizing the church.
Archbishop Rozanski, do you like the name choice of Pope Leo XIV?
I really did not expect the new pope to choose that name. That was not on my list. But when I think back to his predecessor, Pope Leo XIII, Pope Leo XIII, at the time at the Industrial Revolution, really spoke against the dehumanizing of workers. So he really spoke on behalf of workers and their rights. And I think that in that choice of Pope Leo, Pope Leo XIV has seen today in so many areas of the world where there is just a dehumanization going on, either because of artificial intelligence or because of political circumstances or the lack of rights of workers. So I felt that his choice was really a great sign of hope, that the church will speak out on behalf of the workers, on behalf of the poor, and on behalf of those who are on the margins.
Do you think there'll be a papal visit coming up to the Midwest at some point?
Well, I think we've got to let him get used to his job at the Vatican first before we invite him to come around the world. So let's give him a few weeks to settle in before he starts getting invited to other areas of the world.
I think there are also a couple of bishop appointments that are awaiting action by the new Pope Leo XIV, especially for this area in the Jefferson City Diocese and the Belleville, Illinois Diocese.
And that's certainly been on my mind also. So our neighbor to the east and neighbor to the west, we're waiting for appointments. But it's a hopeful sign to me also that for the past 2 years, as Cardinal Robert Prevost, he was the head of the dicastery for bishops. So I think he's already got his hand on the wheel for that one.
We're talking with St. Louis Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski. Archbishop Rozanski, let's talk a little bit more about your trip to Kenya, where you just came back from. You were there to ordain 4 priests?
Well, the Vincentian fathers and brothers here in St. Louis have a vice province in Nairobi, Kenya. And about a year and a half ago, their provincial from Nairobi invited me to come down to do the ordinations, which happened to be Saturday a week ago. So it was a wonderful experience to see the church in Africa, such a vibrant church. 4 men were ordained to the priesthood. The ceremony of ordination was beautiful. The singing was just heavenly. And to see and experience that part of the church was a real boost to my own faith.
How did you find the African church? What were the members like?
I found that the African church is enthusiastic. They are brimming with vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life. I met many priests and sisters who had grown up Catholic or had converted to Catholicism and followed the vocation of being either a priest or a sister there. So I found them very enthusiastic, very willing to serve. And of course, as I was there during those days, we were still in mourning for Pope Francis. So that was also palpable in the air, showing me the universality of the church. But also to see the vitality of the church there was very heartening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Archbishop, we can't let you get away without first updating us on something that we've been following at KMOX for some time. What's the latest on the Archdiocesan Affordable Housing Fund?
Well, I have found great support for that fund here in the Archdiocese of St. Louis. And just a few things that we're doing this year. And we've raised $1.85 million. So that's going to help in the Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of St. Louis. So over $500,000 for construction of new affordable housing in Festus in Jefferson County. For St. Peter and Paul Community Services, $150,000 to renovate the apartments on that housing campus in the city of St. Louis, $100,000 for St. Joseph's Housing Initiative, and $350,000 for the care services at Saints Joachim and Anne for the purchase and repair of affordable housing units in St. Charles, Lincoln, and Warren counties. So we're changing lives bit by bit because of this affordable housing initiative, and something that we all can identify with and all help in the cause, because bringing stability to families and to our communities, I believe, is such an important work of the church.
Archbishop, if people want to help, what can they do?
Well, they can donate to the annual Catholic Appeal. Are in November, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, we have I Give Catholic. Part of that is designated for affordable housing. But any gift to the annual Catholic Appeal designated for affordable housing will certainly go toward that cause.
Archbishop, anything else you want to bring up?
It's just good to be back in St. Louis, and it's so good to celebrate Pope Leo XIV and the great pride that we have that he is from the United States and that our faith is shared with all the world in the person of Pope Leo.
Archbishop Rosansky, thanks so much for your time today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Fred. Good to be able to talk with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.